Blog Talk Radio.
Yogi Bhajan called it a
hallelujah,
a kriya for self-hypnosis to hypnotize you into self-love,
hallelujah,
unconditional
hallelujah,
self-love.
Hallelujah,
and where there's love,
hallelujah,
there's no fear.
Hallelujah,
and when there's no fear, there's no anger. Hypnotize yourself into that
hallelujah
relationship with yourself now.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
I can't talk right now, so just hold on for a second. You know, it's amazing how spirit works, and I haven't been on air for a while, and you know, I was thinking, you know, the other day as I got ready to come back home, I really missed you guys. You know, it's like family, and you don't know. You don't know how much people mean to you until you're not talking to them, until you're not around them, and you guys really mean a lot to me, and I appreciate you listening. In case you don't know what show you're listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. My name is Psychic Medium Michael, and I'm your host. And I wasn't planning on that happening, but I don't apologize for love, and I love you guys. And like I said, I missed you very much. I had a great time on my trip. A lot of things happened in my own life that I'll be sharing maybe later today or through some of the programs here. But I'm glad to be back on air, and I'm glad to be back with my spiritual family, which is you all. And so if you would like to call into the program and you would like to talk to me, get some answers, whatever you want to do, 347-327-9316 is the call-in number to this program. And the lady that had hosted me, that was her favorite song that we opened with today. So, and thanks so much for hosting me in Colorado. And they didn't really want their names on air, so they know who they are, and that's all that matters. You know, I really do appreciate them hosting me. Like I said, it was an awesome spiritual trip. A lot of things happened in my own life, and I'll be sharing some of those later on in this program. 347-327-9316 is the call-in number to this program. Let's go ahead and go to prayer, and then I'll tell you the card for the show, and then we'll be taking your calls. Father, Mother, God, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for this now moment. Father, Mother, God, I thank you for my trip that I went on, and I thank you for the safety that you provided to me, and thank you for bringing me home. There is no place like home, and I'm so thankful to be back here. I'm thankful for the trip, and I thank you for the things that you taught me, but I'm so glad to be home. And Father, Mother, God, I pray right now for my listeners, and I pray for this program, that from this moment forward, that we follow you in all that we do and all that we say. And Father, Mother, God, I rededicate myself to you and to this program and to the future ahead for all of us. And Father, Mother, God, right now, from the top of their heads to the soles of their feet, I pray that you would bless everybody listening to my voice right now, live or archived. Bless them. Just pour out amazing things upon their life and let them open up to you. And Father, Mother, God, we just thank you for that. Let us not worry about yesterday. Let us not worry about what we're going to do in an hour from now. Let us be in this now moment with you. And Father, Mother, God, that's what we want, and that's what we need. And I appreciate your love for us. For you are within us, and let us realize that. Let us tap more into that than we've ever tapped into that. Let us walk in that more than we've ever walked into that. And Father, Mother, God, I thank you for what I'm feeling right now. Surround all of us at this moment with the white light of the Holy Spirit. And we say namaste, and we say amen. All right, I want everybody to do something with me. I want you to put your feet flat on the floor. We're going to do a grounding exercise. Want us all to close your eyes. Please close your eyes with me. And now I want you to visualize yourself as a tree. I want you to see roots going out of you into Mother Earth. And I want you to get yourself grounded. I want you at this moment in time to keep your eyes closed. I want you to take a deep breath in with me. Breathe in. Breathe out. And I want you to clear your mind. A lot of you have already had a crazy busy day, and so let's clear that, and let us go into center, let's go into spirit, forgetting all those things that might be bothering us, just clearing our minds, opening ourselves up to the Spirit within us. Thank you for doing that with me, and I appreciate it so much. You can be a part of the program, 347-327-9316. It had been so long since I've been on air, I forgot the call-in number. I was posting it earlier, and I had forgot what the number was. I was like, okay, it's been a while. Okay, the card for today is the Eternal Love card. It's from my Gaia deck. And happiness, harmony, and fulfillment. And that's what we're all seeking. That's what we're all needing. And I believe that we can have that. When I was on my trip into Colorado, I told my friends that brought me down there, I said, I have not been this happy. And I'm not going to let that go away now. Just because I'm back here and all that stuff, that doesn't mean that that has to end. And that's what I was telling them. This was just a beginning of a journey, not an end of a journey. And that's how we have to look at our spiritual lives and our spiritual journeys, yours and mine together. Because we're on a journey together. We're all connected together. And I met some wonderful people. I'm going to be talking about a few of them here in a little bit. But, you know, happiness, harmony, and fulfillment. I don't think I've been so happy. I'm like off the hook happy. And that's a good thing. You know, I was talking to my assistant that helps me sometimes with my business stuff. And we were talking on the phone. And she goes, you just sound happy. And I was. And I am. And I hope you are too. And if you're not happy, you can be happy by changing the way you're looking at your situation. Everything changes. Nothing stays the same. And so if you're having a bad day right now, I'm sorry you're having a bad day right now. But I also know that can turn around and will turn around. And so, but it is good to be back with you all. So let's take some calls and let's see how I can help you, okay? 347-327-9316 is the call-in number. Let's say hi to my first caller. Hello, you're on air. Hi.
Hi, this is Laura.
Hi, Laura. How can I help you today?
Yes, I was just wondering what you see about me getting a job is where I'm going to land, basically.
Okay. Are you thinking about relocating? Why would I see a relocation? Have you been thinking about relocating?
I have been, yes.
Okay. Definitely do.
You can't tell me where.
Okay, yeah. We'll try to get you there, okay? But I definitely do see a relocation. I definitely see it connected with work. I'm not sure exactly where this is. I'll be honest with you. I don't have where this is. But I will tell you that it does look like to me, with what I'm seeing right now, it does look like it's next month or close to the end of next month. So I would say by at least September, you are relocated. You are working. Okay. So I would be prepared for that. Where that is, I have no clue at this moment. Is there a couple of places you've been thinking about?
One is North Carolina, and one is Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay, I would lean more towards Atlanta, Georgia. I feel better about that. It doesn't mean that the other place is not good, but out of those two, I feel a whole lot better about Atlanta. I feel like that would be a better fit for you. So does that make sense to you? I just feel like that would be a better fit.
Well, I had a phone interview yesterday, and I for some reason I didn't feel that it went that well, but I wasn't sure. So
yeah, that was your perception. I would say that it went well. Yeah, I feel like that's your perception about it. You know, sometimes we have that. There are times that I have events, and I don't think they go well, but everybody else loves them. So you know, it's our perception. We're a little hard on ourselves sometimes. I feel like that you're very critical of yourself at times. But I definitely see that opening up for you. It went well. They were impressed with you. You just weren't impressed with it, but they were. So I definitely would say you're going to hear back from them. Okay?
Oh, great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You have a great day, and I appreciate you calling in today. All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye. All right. Yeah, that was an awesome way to start the show. Let's keep things rolling. Let's go ahead. Donna, hi.
Hi.
How can I help you today?
Yes, I have a grandson that lives with me, and I send him down to Georgia. I don't know whether to bring him back.
Oh, okay.
He's 17.
Okay. So, yeah, 17-year-olds can be a handful at times. And
Yeah,
because they're at that stage that, you know, they're still a kid to you, but to them, they're an adult. And so they're in that, and he's in a rebellious stage. Why does he have a lot of anger inside of him? What's this anger that I'm feeling?
Well, I'm his grandparent. I raised him for 17 years, so he has a lot of anger towards his parents.
Okay, yeah, because he's got a lot of anger inside of him. Right now, my advice to you, and what I'm seeing as a reader, I'd leave him right where he is.
Right, because I think he'd do more damage here.
Yeah, I just feel like that you've done all you can do at this point for him, and he just has to grow up, and he has to make, you know, life is learning, and we learn by mistake sometimes, and, you know, that's how we learn a lot. And so, you know, he needs a lot of help. I when I'm tapping into him, I feel a lot of sadness. I just really feel sorry for this guy. You know, I believe that he could turn his life around if he chooses to. He doesn't have to go down the road he's going down. But you've done all you can do. And right now, my advice to you is leave him right there and let him grow up. And the one thing I will tell you, he does appreciate you. He never shows it. But
right.
He does appreciate what you've done for him. But right now, bringing him back there, it would be a disaster for you and for him. And I wouldn't do it. I would just leave him right where he is at the moment.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah, and don't feel guilty about that either. Don't feel guilty. You feel a little guilty
right.
about it. But,
oh,
you
yeah.
know, yeah. But it's understandable. But the thing is he wants to stay there, so let him stay there. You know, so... You know, he's old enough, right? He's old enough right now to make his own choices. So
yeah, and he wants to come home. He says.
Oh, he wants.
He
oh,
like,
he wants to come home. Well, what I would do is I would let him, you know, stay there for a little bit longer, let him cool off a little bit, and then I do see him coming home eventually.
Right.
But right now, you're not ready for him to come back, and so I would just talk to him and communicate. You know, even though that he has a problem communicating, communication is a big thing. So just tell him, you know, that you're not ready yet.
Right.
And there's nothing wrong with that. You know, being honest and being fair, I think that he would appreciate that from you, actually.
All
okay?
right. Thank you very much.
You're
thank
welcome.
You.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. So let's go ahead and talk to Dorothy. Hi, Dorothy. Appreciate you calling in.
Hi. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How can I help you?
There's a lot going on, and I've just been listening to you for a couple of days, and
okay.
I think that you are spiritually enlightened on certain areas, and I just wanted to see what you were picking up on me.
Okay. Dorothy, let me ask you a few questions here. Please only answer yes or no to me, okay?
Okay.
Can you hear me okay? Because I'm hearing some feedback. Hold on. I'm going to close your mic. Okay. I'm going to close your mic for a minute. Stay right there. Don't go anywhere. But I need to close your mic. I'm just going to talk to you. I wish I could talk to you live, but for whatever reason, I was getting a lot of feedback. But the one thing that I want to tell you and want to share with you, I'm going to pull some cards for you as well. I sense a lot of sadness around you. And the one thing I want to tell you, I feel like that this has been around you for a long time, and I will tell you that it's lifting off of you. I definitely see this lifting off. Looks like to me about a week. I'm going to have to open your mic because I need to talk to you. So we're going to try that. Okay, does that make sense to you, that I see the sadness around you?
Yeah.
Okay. And... Do you battle depression a lot? Because I feel a lot of sadness around you.
I've been through a lot lately.
Okay. Yeah, and the one thing that Spirit wants me to tell you is that you're not alone. You feel like that you're alone battling this fight that you're fighting right now. And they want me to tell you that you're not by yourself, okay? They want me to let you know that you are loved. There are times, Dorothy, that you don't feel like that anybody gets you, that you don't feel loved. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay. And just let me talk for a minute, okay? And Spirit wants me to tell you that they love you beyond anything that you could ever imagine. The trials that you've gone through has been to get you to this point, and to break a lot of the stuff. A lot of stuff in you had to get rid of, and we have to go through fire sometimes to get cleansed. And the one thing I will tell you is that this is going to lift off of you. By the end of the month, you're going to start feeling a lot better. Things are going to start opening up for you. I feel like you struggle financially a lot, and I feel like your finances are going to get a lot better as you go into, looks like to me, as you go into August, as you go into September, the rest of the year, things are going to start breaking free here. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. Let me pull a couple cards really quick for you. You know, you just, this situation that you've been battling, and this is a situation you've been fighting most of your life, and just surrender that to the Spirit within you, and as you do so, you're going to have a lot of healing. I have the Lost Love card from my Gaia deck that tells me that, and then you're in a cycle of change. You're going to go into a lot better place, like I said, and the transformation is going to be changing here. These old things are going to be gone, and you're going to be a whole lot better person up the road, okay? You hang in there, and hopefully that's helped you today.
Can I ask you, do you see anything about court proceedings or my children or
okay.
anything?
Is there a problem? Why would you see court and your children together? That's what I would like to know. Is there something fighting for them? Or
my kids' dad lied on me. They had a no-contact order. I've been to court 23 times in the last 12 months.
Ooh.
10 times just for my kids. And
yeah.
My mom left when I was 4. My dad left when I was 12. So I'm trying to break this generational thing and let my kids know I have them right now. But I just went to court again. They charged me. They did currently drop 2 of them. But we may have to go back to court, and I have 2 children, 3 and 4.
Okay. I wanna tell you something that Spirit's telling me to tell you, okay? That's my job. I believe that your kids are going to be with you. I believe that, yeah, you might have to go to court again, but I'm going to stand on what I believe, and I believe that your kids will be with you. They need their mother, and this thing that has been over your family, that thing's breaking, okay? And it does stop with you, so that's a good thing, okay? And hopefully that helps you. Your kids got great energy. I can hear them in the background. They have awesome energy. But you know, the one thing that I would tell you, you're doing the best you can for your kids, so just keep seeing that and keep doing that, okay? And I appreciate you calling in, all right?
Okay.
I got to go, but I do appreciate you calling in, all right?
Yes, thank you, Michael.
You're welcome. All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah. Sorry, I got other callers and I need to move on. Let's go with the next call. Could you say your name for me, please?
Andrea.
Okay, Andrea, how can I help you today?
I just wanted to, if you had any messages for me. I have a lot going on.
Okay. It would help me, Andrea, if there was a focus. It would really help me today. Anything
moving.
You want to focus on? Yeah.
Moving.
Moving? Okay.
Yeah, I had a place, and then the company ended up, like, it was a big mess, basically. And so she was telling me one thing and telling the owner of the house another thing, and I was supposed to be out this house. So not only do I have rent to pay here, I have to pay it. I'm going to have to pay it here and find somewhere else affordable.
Right, you're going to have to get out of there. Yeah. Let's see what's going on here. I'm going to look at this really close. I'm going to be quiet for just a second, Andrea. Okay. Okay. Let's see what's going on, all right? Let's see. I believe that the delay, spirits told me the delay was necessary. What you were thinking about, that just wasn't the right fit for you. It was like you trying to squeeze a 6.5 foot into a three-size shoe. Just wasn't going to be a good fit. So that just wasn't the right place. I do believe the right place is going to open for you. I'm going to go out on a limb here with you, and I'm going to say by the end of this month, something has opened up. I also feel like that if you ask somebody, they would help you with getting you in this place where this burden wouldn't be so much on you right now. It's this stress of having to pay rent and then stress of, you know, paying rent and deposits and all that stuff that you have to do when you move into another place. A lot of places have deposits you have to pay. But I feel like that there would be somebody financially that would help you with no strings attached. So that's always a good thing. And so,
is it that the company or is it someone that
I
know?
I feel like it's an individual. I feel like that this is a guy. I don't feel like it's with the company. I feel like that this is a guy that would help you. I don't know who this is. I wish I could give you more, you know, who this was. But I definitely feel like it's a male. I would, you know, check around with your friends, you know, just talk to them. You know, a lot of times our pride gets in the way, and so don't let pride get in the way here, because I believe there's people out there that really would help you. You just have to ask. They don't know you need help if you don't ask. And, you know, they can't read your mind, I don't think. So hopefully that helps you. But I would say at least by the end of the month. Okay?
It's funny because, like, this company, they're supposed to be helping me too. And so now she's like, oh, I'll help you find the place and everything like that. So I don't know. I just don't want to. My concern is paying rent here.
Right.
And,
understandable, yes.
And I don't want to be put in court to be sued. I don't.
Yeah, you don't want to put yourself in a situation that could be a bad thing. I understand that. Spirit totally understands that. But they're not going to put you in that place. They're not going to do that. You know, I would just open up the spirit and just trust spirit on this and let them bring that person to you that's going to help you. Because I definitely see it happening. I would do that, okay?
He's going to come to me?
I feel like that they will contact you. This could be a guy in the company. I feel like that this woman's giving you the runaround. I feel
mm-hmm.
like that you need to bypass her and go to somebody else. Cause
I cried.
I cried
about it. They talked about.
Yeah, go ahead.
They talked about, like, helping me, and then when I called back, they're like, oh, I'm sorry. Like, she had already got wind of it and was like, oh, yeah, I can't help you. You know, like,
Right.
I went higher in the company.
Yeah, and I feel like that somebody from that company, I feel like a guy from that company will finally step past her and will help you because you need help, And this is just a runaround with her. But I do appreciate you calling in. And like I said, you know, just keep manifesting what you want in your life and bring that to you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, let's go ahead and let's slow down for a second. Spirit just told me to slow down, so let's slow down for a minute. If you would like to be a part of the show, you can do so by calling me at 347-327-9316. I have a couple of callers on the on my switchboard right now, but you get right in. 347-327-9316. I normally am not on Tuesday, but I haven't been on for a while. And yesterday I was just, have you ever flown anywhere? It wears you out. I haven't flown for a while, and I'm not as young as I used to be. And so, and plus just the energy of people, were pulling on me a little bit here and there. And hey, I got through it, but it was challenging, and it was, you know, it was fun, and it was all those things. It depends on how you look at things. And I was talking about my trip really quick here. You know, how spirit works is amazing. This trip, for a lot of you, maybe you're new to the show and you don't realize, I just took a 5-day trip down to Colorado and had an awesome event down there, way beyond anything I could have imagined or planned. And but on the way down there, I didn't know the people I really stayed with too much yet, and I hadn't flown for a while. This whole trip, when it was starting to plan, I felt very uncomfortable about it. And every time I looked at the trip, my plane, my worry was my plane from Dallas to Denver. I went to Colorado, so I flew out of Dallas to Denver. And every time I looked at that plane, before I went on the trip, I saw that plane crashing every single time I looked at it. And you're wondering right now, okay, if you saw that every single time you looked at it, why did you go? And because I trust my spirit guide, which kept telling me that everything was going to be okay. And sometimes we have to step out in faith. We have to step out and say, okay, I'm going to trust you. I was nervous. I will tell you, there are letters that are sitting on my desk that I wrote to some of my friends because I didn't think I was coming back. There are letters sitting right here beside me that were supposed to be distributed to people because I didn't think I was going to be here again. I was sitting in the airport, and it's funny because I still felt that as my plane from Joplin went into Dallas. As soon as I stepped into the Dallas airport, I felt very uncomfortable. I did not feel good. But I was trusting Spirit to intervene and to take care. And I had came to the idea that if it was time for me to go, it was time for me to go. But I didn't think it was going to happen. But every time, even while I was in the airport walking towards the gate that I was supposed to fly out of, I still felt like my plane was going down. I sat there at the gate that said Dallas to Denver. I sat at the gate and I looked around at the people there, and they had no idea what I was feeling. They had no idea who I was. And I was sitting there and I was praying because I still was feeling it. I saw a gray cloud over everybody that was sitting there. That was not good. And so, and I was sitting there and I was crying and I was praying, and I was 30 minutes away from the flight to take off, and all of a sudden, the lady at the counter picked up the mic and said, "Flight so-and-so has been delayed due to a mechanical problem with your plane." Because I prayed that if there was something wrong with the plane for them to find it. It was about 5 minutes later after I said that, she came on and said, "There has been a mechanical problem found with your plane. Your plane has been delayed." Long story short, they gave us a new plane, moved us to a different gate, and I'm still here. Would have something happened? I believe so. I believe that plane would have went down. Like I said, I saw a great crowd over everybody in that was waiting there, and they had no idea what could have happened. Spirit intervenes. We got to trust Spirit. We got to lean on our angels, and that's what I did. I leaned on them, and they intervened. I believe that was everything inside of me. I believe that if they hadn't intervened, I would not be talking to you right now. And a lot of you are wondering, okay, if you felt that way so strongly, why did you go? Because, you know, we don't know when it's our last moment. We don't know that. And if that was the way I was supposed to go out, then that was the way I was supposed to leave the planet. Luckily, that wasn't the way. We got to trust Spirit. And this whole trip was me trusting. You know, and I told my friends that I was with, you know, that brought me out there, I told them, I said, you know, you just got to go with the flow. And that's what I did. And it was so amazing. I sit here today talking to you about it, and I look at the trip, and I was going, man, that was so amazing. You know, of just trusting. And it was hard. I had talked to a friend the night before I got that I was supposed to fly out, and I said, goodbye. And they go, what? And I was like, I don't think I'm coming back. I really don't think I'm coming back. But I went trusting the Spirit within me, trusting Spirit to take care of me. And Spirit did so amazing things in my life in 5 days. In 5 days, Spirit changed me. I will never be the same. I met some awesome people, and I will never be the same. And it was out of trust. You know, it was, a lot of you know, you listened to me before I went on the trip, and I was talking about boxes and how do we have to get out of boxes. And every day, for 5 days, I woke up every day, and if you follow my Twitter account, every day I said, off to my new adventure. And that's what it was. Every day of my life for 5 days was a new adventure because I didn't have any plans. I didn't plan my day out. I just let it unfold as it will. And one thing I've learned out of that, and it's not going to stop, I don't have any plans today. I'm just going to let today unfold as it will. Today's a new adventure for me. I don't know what's around the corner for me today, but it's going to be awesome because Spirit's in charge. And that's how we have to look at life. We have to look at life as an adventure because that's what it is. When we get in the mix, when we get in there and we go, okay, this is what I'm going to do now, and this is what I'm going to do, and this is how it's going to work, then we mess things up because we're not in the flow of Spirit. We're not in the flow of love, and we just got to get into that flow. We got to get into that place and just be. The other day, it was Sunday, I went swimming down in Colorado, and it was so awesome, not because I was swimming, but because there was some water there, and I got into the flow of that. I just let it move me where it wanted to move me. And that's what I said about Spirit. We got to get in the flow of Spirit. We got to trust Spirit. Okay? Let's talk to my next caller. Let's say hi to you. Hi. You're on air.
Oh, hi.
How can I help you today?
Well, I'd just like a general reading.
Okay. Let me go ahead and pull some cards. Could you say your first name out loud for me, please?
Sure. Amanda.
Okay, thank you. Okay. All right, let me go ahead and pull some cards for you, Amanda. And hopefully your day's going well, I hope.
It is. It is.
Okay, awesome. All
thank
right,
you.
That's good.
It sounds like you've had a great time, too.
Yeah, it's nice to be back. I've missed being on air, so.
Mm-hmm.
But it's nice to be back. So let me go ahead and pull some cards for you. Right now, you're in a place of spiritually and emotionally reconnecting. The Jewel within a Teardrop card shows me that. Do you feel that? Do you feel a spiritual growth in you? Because I definitely
yeah,
see.
Big
yeah.
time. Lately, yeah. It's been big time, yeah.
Yeah. Just like in the last few weeks, it's just like it's like waves just keep coming over you. I keep seeing waves of change happening. And
yeah.
Just keep let that happen. Definitely emotional cleansing going on in you. You're letting go of the past, some of those old programs. You're kicking those to the curb and saying, hey, I'm not going to go there. You know, I told Spirit, you know, I was talking about boxes a minute ago. I mean, this trip for me was all new because I like to know what I'm going to do next. And there was no way to know that with this. And it was all new. And that's like with you. You know, they're getting you out of those boxes, and I told Spirit, I said, I don't want to go back to those boxes. I don't want to go back into that, you know.
Right.
And so, you know, don't go back into your old programming. Don't go backwards, okay? Keep going forward. Let me go ahead and pull another card. Definitely, you're stepping into your destiny, which is cool. Really, you're very spiritual. Why would I see healing with you? Do you do any healing work?
I am.
Yourself?
I'm an energy healer, yes. And that's my destiny, is to bring forward stuff. You know, because we remember who we are and we start pulling up things
right.
from, yeah.
Yeah, and that's what's going on right now. You are remembering who you really are. And, oh. and you know, we're stuck in human forms right now, but that's not who you are. And
right.
you're not your body. Your body is just housing the real you. And okay. and you're coming, and you know what I'm talking about. You're
yes.
coming in. You're coming into that. So continue to walk in that. Continue to work in that. I'm excited for you. I only see good ahead. And
oh,
so that's an awesome thing. That's what you want a reader saying to you.
Absolutely.
But I appreciate you calling in, and hopefully I've helped you today.
Oh yeah, wonderful. And you continue on your path and being so happy. It's nice to hear such happiness in your voice.
All right. Thank you. All right. Bye bye.
Take care. Bye bye.
Yeah, and let's go and talk to my next caller. Could you say your name for me, please? Hi. Hello? You're on air. Hi.
Hello.
Could
Hello.
Could you say your first name for me, please?
Katie.
Okay, thank you. How can I help you today?
I'm worried about my oldest son.
Okay.
And I just worrying about his safety for something that's came up, and I'm just trying to see if you could pick up any reading on my oldest son.
Okay, could I don't want his first name on air. Could you give me his initial, please, just of his first name?
E.
Okay, thank you. Let me look at him really quick here. Okay. Okay, I'm going to ask you a couple of questions, okay?
Okay.
Please only answer yes or no to these, all right? Do not feed me information, all right?
Okay.
When I'm talking to you, I don't know if this is him or you, but immediately the front of my head is hurting, and it wasn't hurting until I started talking to you. I'm an empath. What I feel is emotion sometimes. I feel things from other people. Do you have a headache, or this could be him?
No.
Okay, this could be him. Because I feel pressure around my head. I will tell you this. Spirit's telling me to tell you this. Don't worry about him. Your son has to go through the situation he has to go through. But the other thing I will tell you, he is protected, very well protected by angels. So he's going to be okay. They're going to keep him safe. We don't know why the situation has to take place. I don't know. But I will tell you this, because you asked about a safety, and he's protected. He is safe. So don't worry about that, okay? Because you're unnecessarily worrying about a situation that just hand them over to your angels and let them deal with this. Because I believe that this thing can turn around, and he might not even have to go through it. But right now, the question here to me was, is he safe? Definitely safe. Okay.
All right, because my sister-in-law had a dream, and she explained everything about this building that she's never been in.
Right.
And so she told me what she dreamed, and that's like scaring me because I know the situation, what's going on, and he hasn't done anything, but somebody has taken something and he needs to get this back, and whoever may have it could do something to hurt him.
Yeah,
and
I don't. You know, she had a dream. Dreams can change. I had a weird dream when I was in Colorado. You know, I could say, okay, oh my God, that's gonna happen. I just wrote it off that I shouldn't have ate some of the food that I ate. And, you know, I didn't see it as anything standing. I'm not saying anything against her. But as far as I can see, your son's protected. Yeah, you know, maybe he is in a little bit of danger. Yes, I'm not saying he's not. But will he get hurt? I would say no. Now, I do feel danger around him. I will say that, yeah. There are people that would like to harm him, yes. But will they harm him? Absolutely not. Because I don't see it, okay?
Okay, the angels will protect him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's definitely protected by angels. He's watched over. You know, it's like I was talking about the plane that I got on saying it crashed. You know, I believe that I was protected, and angels were going to intervene. They did. Same thing with your son. I believe that he's very gifted. I believe he's very protected. You know, yes, there are people that do not like him. Yes, he's in a situation that he put himself in that he could get hurt. Yes. Will he get hurt? Definitely no.
Okay.
Okay? All right?
Okay. I was just worrying. Right. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. All right, bye-bye.
Thank you very much.
No problem. Yeah, yeah, of course he's in danger, yes. But will he get hurt? I doubt it. I don't see it. You know, he does have to, you know, I would tell him that he needs to work on trying to resolve this. But as far as him getting hurt, I don't see it. All right. 702, Rose, you're on air.
Hi.
Hi. How can I help you?
Well, I've had a tough, last couple of days, almost a week now. Just want to know if you see that ending or is it going to keep on keeping on?
Should be coming to an end here. A lot of it's been brought on by this moon that we're under right now. It stirred up a lot of energies. So this moon has a very powerful effect on a lot of people right now. I would say by the end of the week, this should be calming down. I would say by Thursday, this should be calming down. So this is already Tuesday. So I would say here, you're going to have a rough day today, Rose. I hate to tell you that. You're going to have a rough day today. Looks like tomorrow as well. But Thursday, it does look like that things do start getting better here, okay? I hate to tell you that. I wish I could have told you something different, really, honestly. But you know me, I got to tell you as I'm seeing it. But the only thing that I can tell you right today, Rose, is, you know, if possible, I would not be there as too much. Breathe through this. Trust your angels to help you. You know, just watch what you say. Do not escalate things. You know, just put calm and peace into the situation. I will be doing that. I'll be praying for you. But, you know, as far as a reader today, and I hate to tell you this, it's going to be rough today. I hate to say that, but you can get through today. Just ask your angels for help, okay?
Okay, my poor angels are on overtime. Thank you, Michael.
All right, thank you. They are, yeah, all right. Bye-bye. Yeah, sometimes they have to do that. So let's go ahead and pray for Rose, actually, in the situation she's in. And let's go ahead and do that right now as Spirit's directing me to. Father, Mother, God, we just thank you for Rose. I really honestly appreciate her and all that she does for me, all that she does for this program. And she makes it run so smooth here. And Father, Mother, God, right now I just pray that you would put that in her life, that smooth energy that she brings to this program on a daily basis when we're on. And Father, Mother, God, right now I speak peace. We can change things around. And even though that I'm seeing a chaotic day for Rose right now, that doesn't mean that it's set in concrete, and I don't want it to be in concrete. I want it to change. And Father, Mother, God, right now, I don't know the situation, actually, but I know and I trust you, and I trust you to speak peace into Rose and into the situation. At the end of the day, when I talk to Rose later on, I want her to say, hey, you know what, Michael, my day turned around and things got better. I want to hear that out of her mouth later. So, Father, Mother, God, I pray right now that whatever is going on, I speak peace. We speak peace into Rose right now. And we speak peace into the situation of her life right now. And we speak peace into the people around her right now. And we say calm down at this moment in time. We thank you for the peace that is coming to Rose in this now moment, and will continue the rest of the day, because at the end of the day, I'm going to hear Rose say, hey, you know what, Michael? Things got better. We thank you for it, and we say namaste, and we say amen. All right, Rose, I'll be talking to you later and want to hear that report that things got better. All right. So, and that's what we can do. Do you know that nothing is set in concrete in our lives? Constantly changing, constantly shifting. I went to, talking about constantly shifting and constantly changing, I went to there's some sand dunes in Colorado, and I've never been to sand dunes. I've never been there, and so they said, "Hey, you want to go to the sand dunes?" And I said, "Absolutely, positively, yes." And I didn't know what to expect. Like I said, I wasn't expecting anything on this trip. I just woke up every day and said, "Hey, you know what? What do you got? Hey, Spirit, what do you got today?" And I'm going to talk about some of the amazing people I met here in a minute. I went to the sand dunes, and sand shifts, sand changes, and that's our lives. They change. They had some pictures of when the sand dunes were first discovered there, and I looked at them now, and they have shifted and changed. They're not the same shape. And what I learned from that spiritually is our lives are the same way. We might look one way today, and we might act one way today, but if we allow the shift of spirit to work in our lives, we're not going to be the same. Okay. We're not going to be the same at all. She can't hear me right now, but but we have to allow spirit to change us. And we have to be open to spirit. Rose, I was waiting for you to get done. I'm actually going to close the phone lines. The phone lines are closed for the rest of the day. I'm not taking any more calls unless spirit directs me, but right now I would say no. So just let you know. The phone lines are closed for the rest of the day. It was amazing in my life as I woke up in Colorado that first day. I went, let's see, what day did I even leave? Everything's ran together here. Last Wednesday I left, and on Thursday I woke up in Colorado, and I was thankful that I woke up in Colorado from the story I told you before about the plane, so I was very thankful that I woke up. And it was just an amazing thing, and I walked around the little town that I was staying in, and just feeling the energy of the town, and I stopped and talked to people I didn't know, and it was just opening myself up to spirit and saying, okay, hey, you know, what am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to say? I just met some amazing people, and then on Friday, I had an event in Salida, Colorado, and it was way beyond anything I could imagine. Yeah, anything that I could imagine there, and it was we got talking about the event. We got to the event location, and I was supposed to be upstairs in this community center. And we got there, and somehow there was some wires that got crossed, some things that just got a little confusing, I guess. And the people that were hosting me, the lady that had all set this up, she was out in the car, and I went into the building, and I went back out to the car, and I said, I don't know what's going on. There's some people in there. Rose, check 510 for me. I will take that call. I walked in there, and there were some people up in the room. It was 30 minutes before my event was supposed to start. And normally, if you know me, that would have bothered me. I would have got upset about that. I would have got all shaky. But I thought Spirit was going to take care of it. It's going to work out. And that's what we got to do. We got to just go with the flow. And my friend that had set it all up, I went back out to the car, and we drove around for a minute, and I told her, I said, something is going on up there. And she goes, everything is run. And I said, no, everything is not run. It will work out. And I said, is there another room in the building? And she said, yeah, it's down in the basement. I said, that's where we're going. We're going to the basement. Spirit wants us in the basement. If Spirit wanted us upstairs, we would be upstairs. We're going to the basement. And that's what we got to do. We just got to say, okay, maybe it's not working out exactly the way it's supposed to work out. But there's a reason for it, and we got to see it. You know, our lives are constantly changing. And it was really amazing to me that there were some situations that came up in Colorado when I was down there that normally would have upset me, but I just said, you know what? There has to be a reason. Let's go with the flow. Let's just see what happens. There were a lot of things that we were going to make reservations for, and they didn't work out. But if they had worked out, I wouldn't have been able to meet some of the people I met. I wouldn't have been able to see some of the other amazing things that I saw. And so that what I want to tell you today is, okay, maybe your life isn't going according to your plans. Please listen to what Spirit wants to say. But they're probably going according to the plan that Spirit has for you. Okay? Something for you to think about. I will tell you that here in a few minutes, I do have a channel message that I will be delivering. I just felt it, so I need to do that here in a few minutes. But let's take 510. You're on air with me really quick. Hi.
Hi, Michael. My name is
Hi.
Denise. And
Hi, Denise.
I have a question regarding my I have a question regarding my employment.
Okay.
I have a business friend and a partner of his who wants me to embark in their business, which is a startup company for industrial products.
Okay.
And my heart's not singing to this. And I have been looking for a job for a while, so I'm not sure if I should pass this by and hope that there's other opportunities, or is this what I'm supposed to take? So can you
okay.
give me some guidance on what?
Yeah, do not take this job.
Okay.
Yeah, this is not the right fit. There is something terribly wrong here. I don't know what it is, but when you started talking about it, my stomach started hurting. I almost started crying. There was something wrong with this job. There's something really bad. I don't know what it is. I have no idea. But I will tell you, yeah, you've been out of work for a while, yes. But do you want to rush into a disaster? No.
No.
And your intuition's already telling you no, no, no. So trust your intuition. There is something really terribly wrong. And I don't know. I feel like it's with one of the guys. I don't feel like that this is an up-to-up thing. I don't feel like that they're being totally honest about this. And so nothing against them. I'm not judging them. I'm just saying that I don't feel like that they're being honest about some things. And so I don't know them personally, so that's not a judgment call. That's just what I'm feeling. But the one thing I would tell you is I feel like that something else is opening up for you. I would say by the end of the month here, get some applications out there. But I feel like that there's something better. I just feel like that this is not the right fit for you. And so I don't know what the right fit is. I would tell you right now I don't see that. But this is not it. So trust your intuition. Your intuition told you no, no, no. Trust that. You can't go wrong trusting that, okay? But something will open up for you. I understand when you're not working, you know, the bills are still piling up. It gets a little scary. I understand that. But we don't want you in something that would going to be worse or hurt you in some way.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want that for
exactly.
you. So don't – my advice to you is don't accept this offer.
Okay. Good.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
So much,
again, you got free will, but my advice,
right.
you're already feeling it as well. I would walk away from this.
Okay. That
All right.
sounds. Thank you so much. Okay.
You're welcome.
Thanks a lot and welcome back. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye bye. Yeah, I would. I wouldn't just walk away from this. I would run as fast as my little legs could carry me. There's just something wrong with it. I don't know what it is. I will tell you, I don't know what it is, but I would not walk away from this. I would run away from this. I would have no part with this at all. So, Lynn, appreciate you calling in today. Hi.
Hi.
How can
Hello?
I help you? Yes, you're on air.
I just needed some advice. I just took a breather from a relationship. I came to Crossroads after about 6-7 months, and I just want to know if this is good little break for both of us to kind of figure things out, and will he be back?
Okay. All right. Let me look at this a little close here. I got two different answers, and so let me see which one of these are right. Okay.
Okay.
I don't want his name, and I'm sure you don't want it on air either. Could I just have his first initial of his first name?
D.
Okay, thank you. And could you say your name out loud, your first name, please?
Sure, Lynn.
Okay, thank you. All right, move to quiet for just a second, Lynn, okay? All right. Okay, I'm going to go with what I'm feeling and what I'm seeing, all right?
Okay.
I feel like, to answer your question, I do feel like this break was necessary. As far as him coming back, I believe that this break is going to be a little longer than what you expected. I will tell you that I do feel like he will come back, but I also will tell you that I feel like that this break is going to extend a little bit here. I wouldn't see him coming back into the picture here, as far as I can tell at this moment, Lynn. I'm seeing like September, October. I don't know exactly what happened, but I will tell you that he's really ticked off a little bit here. I do believe he'll calm down, and I believe that you guys will work this out, because I do see you guys together. I see you together next year, so to see you together next year, that means that this has to come back together. So I would tell you that. But communication is the problem here in this relationship. I feel like that at times he's a little hot head. Does that make sense? I feel like that he just explodes at times. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, he does. He doesn't really communicate. I get frustrated and I kind of explode too. So I just
because he's not communicating, and that's what's happening right now. It's like you guys are two. What I'm seeing is you guys are like two rams, and when you're together at times, you just butt heads. You know, you ever seen two rams hitting each other? That's what you guys are sometimes. But I believe that those rams that are hitting each other sometimes really love each other. That's just what they do. That's just their personality. And I think that that's what's here. You got two explosive personalities that are trying to come together, and it's like, boom. It's like blows up. And so what I would do, Lynn, is during this break, my advice to you is ask Archangel Raphael to come in here and heal whatever is causing this explosive thing that goes on when you guys are together. Ask Archangel Raphael to help heal that. And then when you guys do come back together, I do believe that communication will be better. But right now, you know, take this little break. Do a lot of healing in yourself and in this relationship. And, you know, and every day pray for him. You know, pray that whatever's causing this explosive personality in him gets healed. So when you guys do come back together, which I see coming back together, you know, then it will be better. And that's what you want. You want better. You don't want the same thing.
Well, one thing I was fighting for was to, like, to see if he really cared. I mean, does he really care about this?
Yeah, he definitely loves you. Yeah, there's no doubt in my mind. Yeah.
There's, like, no other woman, or is there going to be another woman coming up?
No other woman. I checked. I will tell you, that's the first thing I check in relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't see anybody. He doesn't even think about anybody else except you. And so that should make you feel good.
I think that what bothers me is I see a little time away from each other, but, you know, being that long, I don't, you know, that's part of like an issue I have with abandonment. So I kind of feel like I would be being an awful long time.
Now, you know, if you stay with this relationship, you know, I didn't tell you that there weren't going to be some challenges, you know, but if you stay with the relationship, that's what I'm seeing. I don't see this coming together until, you know, close to the end of the year. If you don't want to do that, I do feel like that there would be somebody else popping in here. Okay? I will tell you that.
Okay.
But, you know, again, you have decisions to make. You know, do you stick with this guy and this little rocky relationship right now and see what happens? Or do you move on? And, again, your free will. But if you do choose to leave, okay, and I'm going to tell you, let's paint the picture if you leave, okay? If you leave the relationship, I would say there's somebody coming in here, looks like about September, if you choose to walk away from this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yep.
All right, it's your choice. You know, either way, I only wish the best for you, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. If you would like to get a full reading with me, you know, there's somebody right now you've called in and you've already talked to me, and I would advise you to set up a reading with me. My prices are reasonable, honestly. To a lot of people, they might be high, but one thing I would tell you, go look at other readers online. My prices are reasonable. Trust me, I've checked other people online, and so set up a reading with me. You can do that over on my website, www.insightswithmichael.com. Prices are reasonable, I believe. You know, I try to keep them as low as possible. So check them out, www.insightswithmichael.com. All right. Because it's not fair to me or fair to other people for you to call in and then you ask some questions, you call back in. It's just not fair. And hopefully you understand that. And I don't mean that rude. I just mean that it's not fair. And www.insightswithmichael.com is the website. Okay, you can set up a reading over there. I don't mind answering a few questions on there, but, you know, it's just not fair to me and it's just not fair to my listeners. So www.insightswithmichael.com. We got to keep things fair. I want to talk about, let's go back to Colorado for a minute. And I hope I don't bore you, but there were just some amazing things that Spirit did. One of them was on Friday, and I went to Salida, and there's a bookstore. If you're ever in Salida, I'm going to recommend a store to you. It's called the Dragonfly Gifts, and it's a New Age store, and it sits right on Main Street in Salida. And I highly recommend going in there if you're in the area. Awesome people run the store, and it's just a really cool place. But I watched. What's funny is I didn't know anything. I didn't know the people. I didn't know anything about Salida. I've never been there. And I walked into the store the first time, and I got a little smoky quartz crystal, and then I had been eyeballing some cards. Yeah, I got lots. I got a new deck, actually. Life Purpose Oracle Cards by Dorn Ring Virtue is a card I bought in Colorado. And I walked in the store. I was in there twice, actually, in that day on Friday. Long story short, Friday night, and I bought, the second time I was in there, I was led to this little rock, and it's blue, and it has the Reiki symbol on it in gold, and I just loved it, and I was drawn to it, and I bought it from the lady that was at the counter. Long story short, Friday night, she came to the event, the owner, and she said, you know, man, I wish you would have came into my store. And I said, I was in there twice today. And she goes, really? And I said, yeah. And I reached into my pocket, and I pulled out the blue rock that had the stone on it. And she goes, oh, my lands. She remembered. And what was really interesting about that is most of the people that were in the room that came to my event were all Reiki masters. They all worked with Reiki energy. So I thought it was very interesting. Nothing happens by chance. So there was a reason I had that rock with the Reiki symbol on it, because almost everybody in that room that came to my event were either Reiki masters or worked with Reiki energy. I thought that was really cool and awesome. One lady in particular I want to talk about, she does past life regressions, and it was very interesting. I was asking Spirit to lead me to a person that does past life regression stuff, but also I was looking for a guest to come on my show to talk to us about how dreams affect us and how dreams work in our lives. And I met her down there. I didn't really have a lot of time to talk to her on Friday night, but I talked to her a little bit, and an awesome woman. It was so awesome because I just wanted to put her in my suitcase and bring her home with me, because she just had this little grandmother energy, and that's what I felt from her. And her eyes just, when you talk to her, her eyes would just light up and sparkle. And almost everybody I met at the event was like that. They radiated spirit. And I just loved that. It was like, even though I was in a strange place, it was like family to me. And that's how we have to look at things. We're all connected, and we're all hooked together. And it was just an amazing thing that I saw and interacted with. And I just wanted to put her in my little suitcase, and I thought, okay, security might frown on that a little bit, so I didn't bring her home with me. But I did in some ways. I brought her home with me in my heart. She'll always be a part of my life now, and she's going to be on the show. Actually, we're working that out at the moment, and an awesome, awesome person. I can't wait for you to meet her on air, and her energy is just off the hook, and I'll never forget her, ever, ever will I forget her. And so, and then, I met some amazing people. I'm not going to talk about all of them right now, but she stands out. I want to talk to about another person that stands out to me. And for about 3 years of my life, and most of my life I've always had a headache. Every day of my life, I can't remember a day that I didn't have a headache. And for 3 years, I've had constant pain in my right side of my body. It actually put me in the hospital a couple of times. And I met this lady. Her name is Pam. She's going to be actually on the show as well. She does vibrational voice healing, and she works with singing bowls and a harp. And I want to talk to you about her really quick and what happened. Okay, and then I do have a channel message I have to deliver, so I got to talk really quick here. We're going to put that on hold, and we're going to go ahead and give you the channel message, and if I have time, then I'll talk about Pam, but Spirit wants to talk to y'all, and so we're going to do that. Actually, I think Stephen wants to talk, so we're going to let Stephen talk. I am a full body channel, and at this moment I'm going to introduce you to Stephen. I'm going to move out of the way and let Stephen come forward and talk to you for a few minutes, okay? Greetings, my friends. I come to you today. It's been such a long time since I have talked to you. And I just want to come to you today to let you know that I appreciate you, and I appreciate the growth that I see in you. I love you so much, and the one thing that I come to you today to talk about is love. Love is unconditional. It has no limits. It has no judgments. It is just there. And that's what you have to flow into. You have to flow into love. You have to flow into spirit. And that is what I would say to you today, is just allow yourselves to flow. Allow yourselves to open up to possibilities. Life is an adventure. Life is waiting for you to step into it. And if you are allowing yourselves to be afraid, if you allow yourselves to be crippled by fear, then you will never ever experience anything new. You will only experience old. And that is no fun, is it? It is no fun to just have old. To have routine. Routine is okay, but not okay if you get stuck there. Not okay if you get drowned there. It is not okay. And it is okay to move into your future, move into exciting times. Exciting times are out there. Exciting times are coming. But only if you allow it. You could not walk into your destiny if you never get out of your chair. If you never get out of your chair, you can never walk anywhere, can you? It is impossible. You have to get up and you have to move. So that is what I'm telling you today, is that you have to get out of your chair and off of your hands and move forward. It is just as simple as that. It is simple. It is not complicated. Life is not complicated, but you are making it complicated. You worry too much about things that you have no control over, and you have no control over anything. The only thing that you have control over is you. That is all you have control over, is you. It is possible for you to step out, but you have to step out and trust. And a lot of you are not trusting. You are not trusting, and I understand why. I see a lot of hurt with a lot of you. But you have to get past your hurt and get into a place of trust. A lot of times we worry about what other people think about us, what we other people might say about us, what other people think about us, and it doesn't really matter, does it? It doesn't matter, really. Because what really matters is the spirit within you. That's what really matters. It is the energy inside of you that really matters. It's not what you see on the outside that matters. It's what's on the inside. It's the spirit within you that shines out. It is the spirit within you that continues on. Your body just goes to dust. It does not go on. You cannot go on with your body that you have now. It is impossible. Your body will go away. Just like my body went away, it is no more. But I am still here. I still talk. I still exist. And so will you. It is very possible for you to see this and understand this. But a lot of things that happen is you let your intellect, you let your brain control you. And that is not, I'm not getting on to you. That's what you want to do. That's okay. But it is not what Spirit wants for you. Spirit wants you to get out of your head and into center, into Spirit, into the energy that is of all. All things have energy. And so that's what Spirit wants you to do. Wants you to flow into that. I leave you at this moment, and I'm going to return you to Michael. And I say namaste to you all, and I appreciate you listening to me today. And hopefully you got something out of it. Namaste, my friends, and I will talk to you again very soon. Okay, thank you, Stephen, for channeling to us and talking to us today. And I don't have any idea what he said. I'll go back and listen to the show, but we do appreciate Steven so much. And he's been my spirit guide for a long time. So anybody can remind me of what I was talking about before Steven talked? Okay, we was talking about Pam. Thank you. And that's the lady that did the energy work on. Like I was saying, you know, for a long time I had a headache. Ever since I can remember, there's not a day in my life that I can remember not having a headache. From the moment I was born until a few days ago, I couldn't remember a day without a headache. And for 3 years, I had this pain in my right side that if I leaned on my right side, if I put my arm on my right side and leaned on my arm, it would hurt. I would cry, actually, at times because the pain was so severe. Saturday, after the event, I did some private readings in Salida. And one of those people that I did a reading for was Pam. We exchanged services. She worked on me and did some healing on me. Off the hook healing. And I'm to tell you, when we have her on here, you will not want to miss that show. I'm telling you now. You will not want to miss that show. She's from another planet, actually, as well. That would be a whole different show, but she'll be on here several times. But amazing, an amazing, amazing person, and so. But long story short, and I wasn't sure. And she plays a harp, also, and she did some healing work on me. And I was laying there, and I had never had anything done like that, really. and she uses her voice vibration. I had another person on the program that did that. I never had it done personally. And as soon as she started with her vibration voice, she spoke into my she actually sung into my stomach, and I could feel a shift inside of me. I'm not making this up, guys. You know me, I don't lie. And there was something that happened. I could feel it happening inside of me. There was a shift. Then she put these singing bowls on me in different areas of my body, and I could feel the vibration from those. And then she laid a little harp. I don't know how big it was. It was just a little harp. And she put it. She laid it on my stomach, and then she started playing it and singing a little bit. If you go to my Twitter page right now, there's a YouTube video of her. In that YouTube video, there's a little. You'll see the harp. If you go to my Twitter account, if you go see her video, you'll see the little harp that she laid on me. And actually, that little tune that she plays on that harp in the YouTube video is what she played on my chest. And the singing that she does in that YouTube video is about the same. And when she started playing that and working with her spirit guide and working with my spirit guide, I started crying and something broke in me. I could feel it. I didn't realize what had happened until later on that day. That night, my friends came and picked me up after I'd done some readings. And on the way home, I didn't even realize that I had no headache. I didn't realize I was leaning on my right side. I had my arm tucked underneath me and was leaning. I was resting. And the person that I was with said, "Michael, are you okay?" And I said, "What?" And they go, "You're leaning on your right side. Are you in pain?" And I go, "No." I want to tell you, since Saturday, I've had no headache. I've had no pain on my right side of my body at all. No pain. That is amazing. I've talked to Pam. I told her thank you. I just talked to her today, actually. She's going to be on this program. If she does long-distance healing. I will give you her information. Not today. I don't have it in front of me. But it's amazing. I don't know, guys. All I can tell you is that I'm in no pain. I have no pain in my body. Anywhere in my body, I have no pain. I'm telling you, it's a treatment. She told me when she was doing this treatment, she goes, "Michael, it will last about 72 hours. Okay, I had it on Saturday. It's been working. I can feel energy shifting me constantly, changing me. Amazing talent. So I will tell you, you can look her up if you want. Her name is Pam Huge, H-U-G-H-E-S, Pamela Huge, H-U-G-H-E-S, okay? She plays a harp. She does, yeah. I'm definitely going to have her here. I don't know when, probably next month sometime. Yeah, check her out. Awesome, awesome person. I just love her. I honestly do. I met her just a few days ago, but it feels like I've known her forever. And we just talked, and it was just, everybody I met, it was like I knew them. And I never met them before. Have you ever had that? You just walk up to somebody, and all of a sudden it feels like you've known them. Elaine, the lady that opened up the center to me, where I could do readings. You know, we sit there and was talking, and it was just an amazing time, guys. It was just off the hook. It was way beyond anything that I could have planned. And that's where I think we mess up sometimes. We plan things and we're missing things. I couldn't have planned a trip like what happened. There was no way. I couldn't have planned that. But it just unfolded. And I remember on Saturday, this is funny, actually, I went back to the bookstore in Salida, the Dragonfly bookstore there in Salida, and the owner wasn't in there. I went to go see her, but she wasn't in there. Well, there was another lady in there working the counter that day, and that's when I bought my cards, actually, that I'm holding right now in my hands. And I walked up to the counter, and the lady waiting on me, you know, whispered to me and said, "Are you the psychic guy?" And I was like, "Yeah." And she goes, "Well, the owner had described you to me, and I've been looking for you, and I couldn't come to your event last night." And I said, "Well, I'm sorry, and, you know, I'll be back probably." And she goes, "But she described you," and this is what you got to listen to, guys. She said, "Well, he's bald-headed. He's a tall, bald-headed guy with good energy." Now, I've been described in a lot of ways in my life. That's not one of them. And a lot of people have said things about me, but I don't think I've ever been called the bald-headed guy with good energy. Maybe I need to get a T-shirt that says that. Hey, I'm the bald-headed guy with good energy. I don't know. Maybe we can market that. I don't know. But, you know, I didn't take offense to it, and, you know, I thought it was funny. I still think it's funny. You know, hey, I am a little hair challenged. I don't think I'm totally bullheaded, but I'm a little hair challenged, and so, but that would have been a little weird saying, "Hey, well, he's a hair challenged guy." But you know, with good energy, that doesn't sound as good. So bullheaded guy with good energy. Hey, that's okay. Hey, I'm glad I have good energy. That's an awesome thing. So, and you do too. You got to just let that come out. So, all right. I think that we're about done for today, actually. If you would like to get a hold of me, you go to my website. www.insightswithmichael.com is my official website. You can set up a full reading with me. Check out my prices. They're reasonable. www.insightswithmichael.com. I will have links on my website to my friends in Salida and in Colorado. Some of them live in Salida, some of them don't. I will have links to those. We work it on my website later today, so I will get links up to them. So if you want to check them out. Like I said, Pamela, if you can afford a reading, I mean not a reading, but a treatment from her, long distance, she can do it. It's no different long distance, guys. I will tell you, it's no different, probably. I highly recommend her. I had it, you know, I had her work on me, and all I can tell you is I have no pain anywhere in my body. None. And haven't had since Saturday night. I could feel a shift when I went back to my hotel. I was laying there. And anytime you get any kind of healing treatment, you're supposed to lay down and relax a little bit afterwards and just let it happen. And I was laying there in my bed, and all of a sudden I could feel a release. Just something happened. I don't know. I can't totally explain it. But all I know is this, is that I believe Spirit healed me. I believe that with everything inside of me. And I am so thankful that Spirit led me to her and her to me. And that's how things happen. We connect. I've never had that. You know, that when she was laying that harp on me, it was just like angels surrounded us. And it was just amazing, guys. It was just, that's all I have for it. It was amazing. So I would highly recommend her. Let's see, what else do I need to tell you? I guess just that I love you, which I do. And so we'll be back on there. Let's go over to my website. The official website for this program is Ready? Spiritual Talk. Radio.net. Let's go over there. We'll see what's going on, okay? Upcoming program. Let's see what's going on. Upcoming program. Who's coming? Oh, awesome. Reverend Lois Cheney will be with us tomorrow, Wednesday, July 24th, 1 p.m. Central. Reverend Lois Cheney, she'll be talking to us and teaching us how to find balance in our everyday life relationships. Don't we need that in our everyday life relationships? Everyday life relationships could be friends, coworkers, lovers, everyday life relationships with Reverend Lois Cheney tomorrow. Don't miss it. Okay. I know that right now it says Vicki Monroe will be with us on Friday. That is not true. I know it says that, but that is not true. She will not be with us. I will not be on air Friday. That's why. I have some business that I need to take care of out of town. That might change, but whatever happens, she will not be there on Friday. But right now, we will not be on air on Friday. Now, we will be on air tomorrow with Reverend Lois. Then on Thursday, we'll be on air. Okay, I will be on air on Thursday. Okay? But I will not be on air on Friday due to some business that I need to take care of out of town. So some readings that I have to go do out of town. And so there's just no way that I'll be able to be on air on Friday. But that's the week ahead right here on Spiritual Talk Radio. Reverend Lois will be with us tomorrow. And then I will be on air on Thursday. And then we'll be off of air again for a little bit. Next week of my lands, next week here on Spiritual Talk Radio, Off the Hook. Show's coming up, guys. Shawn Michael, next Monday. Shawn's been with us before. I don't have the words to describe Shawn to you. All I can say is amazing, amazing, amazing to describe him. Don't want to miss that show. That's next Monday. I think 1 p.m. Shawn Michael will be with us. Then on Wednesday, next Wednesday, a week from tomorrow, actually, Michael Mapes, amazing, talented reader, but he's changed his journey a little bit, and he's going to be talking to us about life transformation and how we can change our lives. And he works a lot with light businesses like mine, maybe yours if you do some healing work. Won't want to miss him. We'll be talking about that and how he's got into this new journey of his. And he actually has a show right here on Blog Talk Radio, and you can find that by typing in Michael Mapes into that little search thing. I've never met him face-to-face. I want to. I definitely want to sit down with him and talk to him. Maybe I'll do that. I go to Springfield sometimes, and that's where he lives. So that might happen. I hope so, maybe someday. But definitely is going to have him on next Wednesday. Got super-duper guests coming. I know, super-duper. Guests coming up in August. You don't want to miss an episode, really, honestly. You never know what's going to happen here. You don't know who's going to pop in. I might even have a surprise guest coming up that you don't know about. Spirit's moving, guys. You know, Spirit is. And I am so thankful for this program. I'm so thankful for the gifts inside. And I'm so thankful for you. So you make, the show by listening. So I appreciate it. So we're going to say goodbye for you today. We're going to say goodbye to you. And I'm going to close out like I always do. You guys know this with me. So why don't you say it with me? Let's say the closing. You be you. I'll be me. And together, we'll get there. All right. Thank you so much for, we'll talk to you later. Rose wrote me a little message, and that's what I'm laughing at. But you guys, the one thing I want to leave you with is this. You'll never know what's out there if you don't go out there. If you don't take the chances and the opportunities to grow, you'll never grow. And that makes me sad. I could have easily had canceled my trip to Colorado. I could have easily and almost did a couple of times. But I'm glad I didn't. Because the people that hosted me were off the hook. Really, honestly, guys, thank you so much. They treated me like royalty, and I appreciated it. It was hard. It was hard for me even to go on this trip because, you know, they didn't know me that well, but they financed me going there. They paid for most of the things when I was there. It was love beyond anything that I could have ever experienced. And if you never experienced that kind of love, then I'm sorry, but it was just pouring out love into me, and it was hard for me at times, but I was so thankful for it. And then I met the people in Salida, and the group of people that came to my event. They just poured so much love into me. And I'll never be the same. Because I experienced a love that goes beyond anything that humanly that we could ever expect or even know. And to the people of Salida, to the people of Colorado that I encountered, including the people that host me, and the people that were in the hotel, and the people I met at the convenience store, and the people I met in the restaurants. And thanks. Because I'll never be the same. And that's a good thing, actually. But you showed me love beyond anything that was imaginable. So for all the people that I met on my journey, thank you so much for being a part of my life and sharing your lives with me and allowing me to share my life with you. I don't think that we'll ever be the same. I don't think that you will be the same. I hope not. So I'm going to sign out. Bald-headed guy from Kansas with good energy says bye-bye to you all. And I'll talk to you again on Wednesday. Bye-bye.